Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are all doing very, very well and you're excited. It's Monday, the start of a new week, and we're about to dive into a fantastic podcast episode together today to motivate you, inspire you, and also help you to up-level your life in 2024. But before we dive into all of the goodness in today's episode, I just want to highlight something which actually positively really reflects everything that I'm going to cover in this workshop. And I'm going to actually draw upon a lot of the themes of what inspired this workshop that I'm doing on the 8th of February in today's podcast. But I have had, last summer, I had the download of, I want to do a masterclass workshop, which I did a couple last year and I used to do quite a few years ago. But it's been nearly a year, can you believe, since my last workshop masterclass on a specific law of attraction topic. So I knew last summer that I wanted to do a workshop on how to make your manifestation want you. It's definitely more betterly titled, Make Your Manifestation Want You. But the timing just never felt right. With launches at the end of the year, the membership and everything, I was like, it's definitely going to be a 2024 thing. And of course, as we always know, the universe timed it perfectly. And actually, I've channeled the most powerful masterclass I have done to date of we're switching into alignment frequency. This is a workshop based upon alignment frequency. It's also going to be a vision boarding workshop as well with all of my tips and tools for creating a powerful vision board because, of course, yes, we're at the beginning of the year, so perfect time to do one if you haven't done one already. And of course, you can always edit any vision boards that you've done for 2024 or life in general. But as we know, we can create them at any time. So I'm not someone who's like, we must do it on January the 1st. Vision boards can be so powerful throughout any month or day of the year. So in my 90-minute manifestation masterclass that I am holding on the 8th of February at 7 p.m. GMT, so UK time, replays always available afterwards, so don't panic if you are in a different time zone or you're unable to join me live. February the 8th, obviously 8, is in numerology, the number that represents abundance, money, and finances, and personal power. And we're in the universal year 8 too, collectively in numerology. So the themes of this year is literally magnetizing abundance to you, upgrading your money mindset, upgrading your finances, and really powerfully magnetizing alignment and abundance to you. So This is why the universe was like, Emma, hold your horses. 2024 is the time for this masterclass. So I am so pumped for you guys to join me in this one-off masterclass. So I won't be doing it again. But of course, you can purchase your seat at the webinar, at the workshop, and of course, enjoy it at any time that suits you and keep it for lifetime as well. So you can always come back to it if you want to do the meditation we do in it again, or you want to recap the tips and tools, you get it for life. So what you can expect in this 90-minute masterclass, and the best bit is the price is only £27 and you have over £280 worth of value. You have me outside of my exclusive one-to-one coaching in this group coaching platform. So for the bargain price of £27, you get to keep this workshop for life and join me on the 8th of February to make your manifestations want you this year. So to give you a little sneak peek of what I've got planned in there, of course, we're going to be meditating. I feel like it wouldn't be me if we weren't meditating. So we're going to be doing a deeply healing and releasing blocks meditation to release any blocks to abundance, release any kind of beliefs or resonance that's there that is stopping you from aligning with your desires and knowing deeply in your soul and core that your manifestation wants you to. We're going to be doing some EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, one of the tools I hold exclusively for my one-to-one clients. So we're going to be literally rewiring the subconscious. We're literally going to be doing the work together in that call. And I've done this at my alternatives talk. I've done this at my Glastonbury retreat. It works fantastic in a group setting as well. So I'm really excited for us to desensitize and actually neutralize any blocks, any limiting beliefs that are stopping you from experiencing that abundant reality now. I'm going to go through the year 8 themes of numerology to help you again have the information you need to make this year the most abundant that it can be for you. And of course, I'm going to be giving you vision board tips and tools of how to make your vision board effortlessly manifest. If you saw my recent Instagram post, you'll see that I was sharing that in only 11 freaking days, I manifested one of my biggest desires of 2024 through the power of photoshopping my vision board. Now again, don't freak out if you're hearing the word Photoshop. I just call it that because most of us know what that is. I use a completely free, easy tool, which believe me, I'm the most like technophobe person. So everything that I give you resource and tool wise is so easy to use. Trust me, you will get it in no time. And there's loads of great tutorials on those platforms as well that you can use to get used to these things. But essentially, I'm going to be showing you my proven hacks and methods to make your vision board effortlessly manifest. I'm going to be helping you to embody how to know your manifestation wants you and alignment tools and processes with that. We're going to be focusing on hacks and tools to supercharge your abundance this year, plus meditation, plus EMDR. We have got it all in this 90 minutes. So you are not going to want to miss this. And for £27, literally, this is a steal. And I'm so excited to be doing this after a year of like everything else I do in the business, these 90-minute masterclasses. Always make me feel so joyful and they're always so exciting because we can really go deep in those 90 minutes and really get to the juicy work and see those big shifts and transformations. So if this sounds like it's for you and you're feeling like, hell yes, I need this alignment process. I need to know my manifestations want me and I want to do all these good things that you've said, Emma, you can find the link in the show notes below. It's also on my website under Work With Me and under Courses. I'll just make it super easy to find it everywhere on the website, but the link will be down below for ease. And of course, you'll find it on my social media as well. But that is on the 8th of February. So you've got about a week or so to sign up and say yes. And I'm so excited for all of you who are going to join me. We're going to have so much fun and I cannot wait to share all of this goodness. I've not shared any of these tools. Actually, I don't think I've shared them at all yet. No, they're all brand new basically. So I'm so excited to bring these brand new tools to this workshop and have lots of fun because I've never done a vision boarding kind of process or workshop before. Now there's lots in this workshop. It's not just that. But for me, I'm excited to dive into the vision board side of stuff as well. So oh my gosh, we're going to have so much fun and I'm so excited to do this with you on the 8th, 888. Right, let's get to it then. Let's dive into today's podcast episode. So today's podcast episode, I actually wrote down the idea for this a couple of weeks ago and then did the gratitude episode 2 weeks prior. But some conversation with some friends over the weekend really reminded me of, oh yes, I was going to do this podcast episode. And I think as we're at the end of January, well, as I'm recording this, we're at the end of January. I think it's really important for us to kind of have this awareness for the year moving forwards and, yeah, just be mindful of these things and have this awareness now so that we can really, again, with the workshop that I was talking about, really align and step into our power this year, because year 8 in numerology is the year of abundance, personal power, finances, and money. So you might be thinking, well, I really want to step up in money this year. I really want to step up in abundance in general. You might think I really want to step up in personal power. And I feel like a lot of the conversations that I'm having right now with my friends and peers is around personal power. And is actually, you know, we're all kind of like the same age. So I'm 31 this year. My friends are turning 30. A couple of my friends are older. And we were all saying how this year we all have the same collective theme of saying no more and stepping into our personal power. Stop people pleasing. Stop kind of just saying yes because we feel like we have to say yes. And also friendships seem to be a real big theme of things shifting, realizing what's not serving us anymore, and also, again, where we're putting our power and is that being reciprocated? And I know so many of you, because I get these questions all the time, ask about friendships, ask about people pleasing, ask about all these different topics. So if you are one of those people, this episode is going to be so for you and resonate highly. And even if it's not, you know, listening for this year 8 information. And again, I think it's important to know what our non-negotiables are for this year. So when at the end of last year, 2023, I was obviously setting my goals, reflecting on my year, and I really thought like, gosh, what a amazing problem to have, where I'm really having to real dig deep for these goals this year of 2024. Like, what do I really want to feel or achieve? Or what does that year look like for me? And of course, there were some career goals and there were some money goals and there was the kind of usual stuff. But I really found that, obviously my word for 2024 is joy, but I really found that a lot of more emotional and kind of like, I wouldn't say self-worth, but like more kind of like up-leveling around not people-pleasing and up-leveling around kind of saying no more and not having leaky energy. And I want to like explain this in the best way that I can. So essentially, the words that kept coming into my head were, we're tightening up the ship this year, Emma. And I was like, okay, what the heck does that mean, universe? Like, very confused what the universe is kind of like meaning by this. But what it really felt like was like, we're hunkering down and tightening up the ship. There's no energy leakages anymore. There's no room for people pleasing. There's no room for, oh God, I feel really guilty. I should probably just say yes to that. Or, you know, I'm going to respond to that because I feel really guilty. And, you know, like, all of the things that we experience, right? And I felt like the energy was really calling me to just put my head down for 6 months and go low and go off grid. Not in the sense of like totally off grid, because I'm obviously here. Like, I'm posting, I'm launching things, I'm here. But in a sense of going off grid from things that are not feeling good right now, you know, kind of really protecting my energy and recalling my energy. And I always felt like I was really good at this anyway. And like, obviously it's a mantra I share with you very frequently here on this podcast around, I reclaim my power and call all the lost pieces of myself back. And there's a much longer version of it in my books with like timelines and lifetimes and things like that. But that essential, I reclaim my power and call back all the lost pieces of myself, is like such a simple mantra that I would highly recommend doing anytime this conversation comes up or anytime you feel like, gosh, I've let that slip again. And I witnessed from my own inner child healing journey and my trauma healing journey over the years, people pleasing, hello, only child syndrome, you know, has been a real big thing for me. And it's been a lot to get my head around going from being a people pleaser, because Virgos are quite people pleasers as well, but going from that people pleaser into realizing, Emma, nothing bad's gonna happen if you say no. Nothing bad's gonna happen if you tighten up that ship, because you're seeing more and more the reality of those situations, whether they feel equally reciprocated, whether they feel in alignment, or whether you feel like actually you've been carrying that for a long time, or whether, you know, that person's not matching you anymore and you're really putting in 100%. And does that even feel good? Is that what a relationship is? Or like, you know, even in work, for example, am I saying yes to things because I'm saying yes out of fear? And I know a lot of us do relate to this. And I know I've said this a lot and had conversations with my peers around, in the beginning, you kind of just say yes to everything because you're like, well, what if that opportunity doesn't come around again? Or what if that's it for me? And a really, really interesting situation happened at the beginning of this year, which is going in my new book, because my friend Hannah was like, the book is writing itself. This is for the book. And I was like, I know it is. But I want to share it here as well, because it was so powerful, because it was the universe showing me, Emma, by saying no to the things that you know your intuition is telling you is off, bigger, better, every single time. So where do I begin? So at the beginning of January, obviously the doors opened to the manifestation membership, and I was just stepping into this new energy. I could feel it. I could feel myself stepping up, stepping into this 24 energy, and just like things just blew off in an amazing way. We had nearly 200 people join the membership, which has broken every single record in the 4 years that it's existed, meaning that we've nearly doubled the membership in the space of 2 weeks, which was, me and my team were like, right, we've got a lot of admin here. So instantly I knew that, like, right, the best action I can take here, grow the team. Now we're at this level. Well, I didn't think now we're at this level. I kind of had it in my mind for a while. And I thought, before we need it, we're bringing the team in, because we don't want to be at a situation where we need people and it's unmanageable. So I found the most aligned, amazing community manager at the beginning of this year, Selena, who ironically has the same name as one of my best friends, not the same person, different spelling. And I thought, like, that's going to so confuse everyone. If anyone's like an OG follower here, they're going to remember Selena and think, is this Selena? No, different Selena. So I found the most amazing aligned community manager through this process. And again, even part of her onboarding was part of this little ripple effect. So at the beginning of January, I was very much in this mindset of, it gets to be on my terms this year. And that was the mantra and something that was said to me by Josie, my lovely psychic. She was saying, it gets to be on your terms this year. And I really felt, as I was setting these goals in December and stepping into this year, that I was like, no, I like just no. It's a no to all of that. Like, now I'm not going to do it. I do get to choose. And this is alignment in process for you. So at the beginning of this year, an old friend had popped up, and a friend who I'd known quite very well for quite a few years, but we kind of just like grown apart over the last few years, you know, kind of checked in with one another every now and again. And basically they sent me a message, again, chasing something that they kind of suggested for the last few years. And me all throughout last year was like, you know, obviously replying, obviously being nice and catching up and, you know, entertaining it and then entertaining their request, even though the request never ended up happening. And then the cycle would happen again. They wouldn't speak to me for a few months, then they'd pop up, then they'd say the same things. And I was like, this isn't actually going to happen. Like, I think I just need to be real. For two plus years, they've said this. It's not going to happen. And it's not my responsibility to chase that either. Like, I've been there willing, you know, given the information they need. Like, I'm not going to force that. Like, we're not in that kind of dynamic. And I don't really know this person much anymore. They don't really know me. Like, a lot's happened in the last few years for both of us. So I felt like, you know what? That actually doesn't feel aligned right now. And I don't have to apologize for that. So obviously, you know, I caught up and responded to all the other stuff because I wanted to, and that felt right. But when it came to the request, I just didn't do the same thing. I made a different action. I made a different energetic cut to the cycle where I was like, I'm not going around in this loop again. I'm not doing the same thing, because in 7 months' time, we're going to be in the same position. And actually, I really value those friendships that don't just kind of check in and want something and then don't continue that conversation, or you know, it's kind of obvious, it's quite Yuzi energy. And I'm not saying that that's that person's intentions at all. But for me, I want those consistent people who, you know, are consistently in my life, just send me a message saying, hey, how are you? Just because they want to, not because there's an agenda or there's something that they need or there's a request every couple of months. And, you know, I'm handing it to them on a plate and it's still not happening, you know. So for me, that was a big shift. And it felt right to let that go and be like, no, it's okay for me to not have to people please this, because actually, like, how much effort has this person made over the last few years? Not a lot. So that's okay. So I can make that decision based upon their actions and think, yeah, for me, it feels right to take a little step back here, still be polite, still be, you know, respond and obviously what feels good, but I don't need to entertain the rest of it because we're just not at that level, you know? And as soon as I did, within half an hour, I had one of the biggest opportunities of my life hit our inbox. And Hannah was like, say, you said no to something that didn't align, and then this happened. Now, we could have just called that a coincidence, right? We could have just said, funny coincidence, Emma, that happened. But then it kept happening. In the space of 48 hours, I would have these seemingly tests come in from people, opportunities, things that didn't align. Some of them were quite disrespectful, and that was work stuff. And I thought, gosh, really? After all of this, after all this work together, after all of that, you really think that I would want to do that, or that's for me? And I said no. And again, the past version of me from last year would probably felt I had to say yes to people please, to think that, well, if I say yes, then they might give me another opportunity within this opportunity. But I realized, well, actually, no, I'm at that level where I don't need to do that anymore. And that, you know, that's a huge privilege to be at. But, you know, and I know that anybody listening who might be like, well, Emma, that's okay for you to say, you know, you're 8 years into this business, you know, 12 years as an entrepreneur, you've got platforms, you can afford to say no to stuff. And yes, to some degree, of course, that is a factor in it. Of course it is, because that would be wild if I said it didn't. You know, I'm very privileged. But the reason why I can is because I've given myself stability in other areas, like the membership, my courses, my podcast, my YouTube. So all the things that massively align and feel incredible and are my energy support me, so that the things that may not feel in alignment, I don't feel guilty about. I don't have to do it. It's not gonna like sink or swim. But of course, at a certain point, I had to say yes to a lot of things. Well, I didn't have to. I felt like I had to. And obviously, you know, financially, I think a lot of us make decisions on financial things as well, of, well, you know, it's money, I should do it, I'll get my name out there, it will lead to other opportunities. And absolutely, I want to say as well that some things in the past that I have sort of thought, have actually turned out to be the best things ever. So I think not always, you know, I think we have to push ourselves to some degree and challenge ourselves and put ourselves out of our comfort zone. Of course, like that still exists. But what I'm talking about is last year, we had a lot of opportunities come into the business that I obviously explored and obviously was excited about. And my intuition the whole time was like, no, you shouldn't be doing this. It's not going to align. Like, it's a lot of effort. They're asking a lot of you. Like, they're really not valuing you here. Like, there's so much better, like, you could spend your time in your own business on so much better stuff. But I still kept going along with it. And every single one of them didn't work out because I ignored my intuition. And then we were left with situations that didn't feel good, with disappointments that didn't feel good. And I was like, we're not doing this again to the team this year. I was like, we are not doing this again. So everything was like screened in January. We were like, right, what is the vibe check here? Like, what is my intuition saying? What is my team saying as well? Because Leanne, my amazing assistant, like, she is always like, Emma, this sounds like a scam. Or like, Emma, my alarms are ringing. And she's right as well. So I also rely on my team, because sometimes when you're like clouded by an amazing opportunity, you may think like, this sounds amazing, this sounds so good, but actually having that second opinion from a friend or a loved one, or, you know, in my case, a team member, you know, is so, so vital so that we can really look at things pragmatically as well. But anyway, I've gone off topic. So essentially, this huge opportunity that then came in was mind-blowing, like absolutely mind-blowing, from one of the biggest brands in the UK asking me to go and be their manifestation expert. And I was like, holy hell, like this is incredible, like huge. So again, I'm not saying that that happened because of me standing up for myself and cutting the cycle before. Probably not. It's probably always going to happen. But ultimately, I could connect the dots here. So the next day, I get a voice note from someone I haven't spoken to in years. And I see above this voice note that I had reached out to them to offer a collaboration, something to do with the membership a couple of years ago, and they'd read it and not responded. And again, I never take that stuff personally. We're all busy and it was fine. It was such a small thing that I asked them to do that I'm not going to cry about it. So I was like, oh yeah, I sent that message. And oh, so I listened to the voice notes and it is basically an opportunity to work with this person. And I was obviously more than willing to do it. I really liked this person when I worked with them before. So I had no issues. I was like, yeah, that would be really, really cool. So I sent them my price for doing that, because that is the industry standard. And that's what any of my friends, peers, colleagues would do, including this person. And I received a voice note back that, again, I'm not going to go into details out of respect, but I was really shocked of someone who was not walking their talk and had asked me to go into a seven-figure mastermind, but laughed at me for asking for a very small, respectable fee for doing so. And this person's mastermind was obviously, you know, like about, you know, seven-figure tools and, you know, knowing your worth. And I thought, well, no. And I could have sent my price after being laughed at, but I thought, no, the people who know me and know my worth and like it's aligned is not going to laugh at someone for just asking to be paid for their time. Like, absolutely not. And, you know, it reminded me of, well, I could have done a collaboration, but did you want to collaborate a couple of years ago when I asked to? Like, it gave me the evidence of like, this is not my tribe. This is not those aligned collaborations that I do with my peers all of the time, because it just feels right and it's aligned and it's so easy. So I took a step back and I was like, if I hadn't got the voice note laughing, I probably would have like just, you know, somehow gone along with it, but not for free, obviously. But like, I thought, no, I don't need to do that. I don't need to people please and help someone build their program when they can't see the value in me, but they do because they're asking me to do this for their audience. But you're not walking your talk, and that's not what I stand for in my business at all. So again, the universe showed me in that moment by saying no to what seemed, you know, a nice friendly opportunity, was that person didn't value me. That person didn't respect me to laugh at me. Like, I'd never been laughed at before. So I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know how to respond in all honesty, because I think I was just in shock. So I said, you know, just politely, no, like, I don't think it's going to align, and made, you know, made my excuses for it. But I just thought, gosh, like, what a lucky escape that I saw that and didn't just go along with it or do it for free and feel pressured to do it for free because of what this person had said in their voice note. Like, if it aligns with you to collaborate with people, which I do all of the time, you see it here on this podcast, you see it in my offerings, like, of course do it. But you don't have to feel pressured to do that for a stranger. You don't have to feel pressured to do that for someone who wouldn't do it back for you. So that was a real big like eye-opener for me, where I didn't have to do that anymore. And literally within not very long, the same day, my publisher offered me my fourth book deal. It came through on the 11th of January, so the new moon in Capricorn, with the most aligned everything in it. And I was like, there you go. There's that aligned opportunity. As soon as you said no to what didn't feel good, look what came in. And then, yes, there's more. There was an event that came through, which was very, very rushed and like very, very like, it was like the week afterwards. And again, they were like, we don't have much budget. And again, I'm always willing to like collaborate and support people, because running my own events for the first time, I get it. I know the like problems that people like, you know, run into and how everything is so tight. Like, I get it. I do. So again, I always respect people and, you know, want to help and support and help lift things. But this wasn't like a well-being event or anything. It was like a real random corporate thing. So again, they just didn't even respond. They didn't even respond to our email where we'd gone back and forth, like trying to arrange everything. There was a week's notice, not a lot of time, and I didn't even get a response. So I was like, well, you know, that filtered itself out for me. So again, if they do come back, we're not going to do it. It's too rushed. It's too far away for a 45-minute talk. It would take me 9 hours throughout the day in travel time. Who wants to do that? Who wants to do 9 hours of travel for a 45-minute talk? Like, it was just, again, if it was the right circumstance and the right event and it was more notice, it could have been a total different response. But my gut was like, no, it's next week, hun. You've got enough to be focusing on. Like, you don't need to do this. Whereas before, I probably would have like pressured myself to like, you know, right, let's do it, let's make it happen. And then being so exhausted and so shattered and probably felt like, oh, I literally just moved heaven and earth to make this happen. And was it appreciated? You know, did they have the respect to even email back and say, you know, really sorry, it's not going to work out? No. So yeah, again, the universe just filtering out those things that weren't in alignment. And as you guessed, within half an hour, my mum texts me saying, Emma, guess what I just found in HomeSense? And she found Hurt, Healing, Healed, my book that I was manifesting on my vision board to be put, well, to be featured in a, you know, huge store here in the UK. And I manifested within 11 days. So those are some just really weird and bizarre examples that happened all in the space of 2 days. And do I think that by saying no, those aligned opportunities came in? Who knows? I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. Of course, they absolutely could have at some point. If they're aligned to come in, they would have, right? But I think it really showed me the power of saying no, of like, actually, when I listened to my intuition and I really prioritized joy, not money, joy. And I got this question yesterday, actually, on my Instagram Q&A from someone saying about money. And I said, like, you know, it's funny people's assumptions about my money goals or whatever, because I've never voiced those desires to have millions or billions, as they've put on anywhere, because I actually don't. But for me, I realized last year that joy is my wealth. And the more joy that I'm having, the more money, abundance, and amazingness does come to me. And what I was doing, because you might think, wow, that's like a powerful like catalyst of like container I was in. And I really felt it, of where the membership was just exploding in an amazing way. All these huge opportunities were coming in. And it was all because I was saying no. So how does that work? How does saying no align those aligned opportunities or aligned abundance? So I may or may not just said the book title's name, by the way. Sneak peek. Speaking of that, actually, talking about alignment with the book, it's, I think, due to come out April 2025. And my publisher was like, you realize if you want that date, because again, I was like, Fiona, this is like the most aligned date. I'm just feeling in every ounce of my body, it has to come out in April, if it's possible. And she said, well, you realize that you'd have to hand the manuscript in September. And I was like, no problem. And then afterwards I thought, Emma, it's taken you 12 plus months to write every single one of your books. And you've just told your publisher you're going to finish writing the book within 8 months. Are you mad? And obviously my brain kicked in at that point thinking like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, what have I said? But I know in my soul, in somehow and in some way, that book's going to happen. And ever since saying that, every single time I sit down to write, I'm writing 2,000, 3,000 words a go. And I've never, ever been able to write like that before. So
if you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I just know in my soul I'm going to get it done, even though I'm like, but how? But how, Emma? That's impossible. You've never done that before so quickly. And obviously, if you know me, I never rush anything. Like my work, when it goes out, it's the best of my work. It's never going to be some rushed kind of like, I threw it together kind of job. So please don't panic if I hear me saying that, because I would not let something go out unless it was absolutely in alignment and felt amazing. And, you know, had everything it needed in it, basically. But I freaked out in that moment, but I realized, Emma, the date feels in alignment. There could be some freak way that even if you needed an extra month, that somehow the process of publication, they might, you know, do things early. Like this happened with Hurt, Healing, Healed. I handed it in early, so actually the publication moved a month early. So you've seen it happen. Anything can happen. And do you really want to focus on the hows now? Like, you just need to write. You've got 8 months, hun. Worry about it when it's on the table. Worry about it in September. So yeah, I think that's just another example of like trusting my alignment, trusting my intuition, and knowing that there's a reason why I'm saying April. I don't know why yet, but there's a reason. And it, you know, hopefully it all aligns and hopefully it is April. But even if it wasn't, the universe would support me to allow me that extra time if I needed it. So joy is my indicator now of, seeing as it's my word for this year as well, if it's not bringing me joy, why am I giving energy to it? If it's not reciprocated of energy, if it's not feeling good, if it's draining me, why am I giving my power away to it? Now, those kind of examples I gave you may seem like really small kind of examples, but how that process worked was by saying no, I created the space for the aligned yes to come in. So let's look at this from like a job perspective. I hear this all the time of people saying, Emma, I got rejected for this job. I really wanted it. I thought it was the one. And I always say, you're one step closer to the aligned yes. You don't need 20 yeses, you need a one yes. And this is all what I've told myself over the years on my book deals when I've pitched like 20 odd publishers per book. I'm like, you only need one yes. You don't need 20 yeses, you don't need whatever, you need the most aligned yes for you. So all those no's are a filtering system. All those no's are divine redirection and protection away from something that's not aligned for you. So when I listen to my intuition with those opportunities and the events and the things that I thought, no, I'm not going to repeat the same cycle. I'm not going to push myself to attend that event in a week and travel 9 hours to do a 45 minute talk. Like, that's wild. If I was staying overnight, sure, but they wouldn't even offer a hotel. So I was like, well, there's no other option. So I knew that that didn't feel good to my nervous system. I knew that that didn't feel good to my business. That didn't feel good to me. And that's not how I wanted to spend my Friday, traveling for 9 hours. And that's just in the UK, bearing in mind, this was not like cross country. This was literally in the UK, traveling 9 hours. And I know people in America will be laughing at me like, Emma, we can travel like 18 hours and still be in the same state or whatever. So yeah, so that's just not how I envisioned spending my time. And like, would that bring me joy? Probably doing the talk would, and meeting people, of course it would. But actually, the majority of it would drain me more than it would fill me with joy. So my kind of vision this year has definitely been to hunker down and home down or home in on what I'm doing and what I'm giving my energy to, and also making sure that everything I'm doing feels in alignment. And that's why I've massively looked at like the events I'm doing this year. And I want to do some more solo events this year with MBS, with Alternatives, obviously my own hosted event, the Glastonbury Retreat. Like, I really want to do more of those because they bring me so much joy, so much joy. And it's a hell freaking yes. So this is all well and good, but how do we make it fit into our reality? How do we make it fit into real life? Because you can be like, Emma, this is great for you. I'm loving what you're saying, but how can I do this day to day? How on earth is this possible on a micro level? You know, as someone who's not an experienced manifestation expert of 8 years, which I get it, right? Like, of course, now it's easier for me to spot these things. Last year was a learning curve for us. Last year, we learned the lessons of like, right, our intuition was telling us this the whole time and we didn't listen. So for us, it was a non-negotiable this year to listen to that intuition, listen to the level of joy, listen to whether it's an expansive thing or opportunity or conversation or whatever, or whether it's detracting away from where I actually want to go. And that's not to be bypassy, and that's not to be like, oh, I'm not going to give so-and-so my energy anymore. Like, not that at all. Don't be a twat, like not in that energy, but simply of like, well, is this reciprocated? Does this feel expansive? Does this feel like a hell yes? And me and my friend were literally talking right before this podcast and she was saying, Emma, I feel exactly the same as you. I've learned it's okay to say no. And she actually told me, and it nearly made me cry because I'm so proud of her for doing it, but she has a lot of social anxiety. And she was telling me that she'd got on the email to a new business that she needed to work with for her business. And they said, oh, let's jump on a call. And she said, you know, the old me would have been like, I feel like I have to because that's how everything's done. And I feel like I should say yes and people please. And she said, I would have been so anxious on that call and not been myself and probably not articulated what I needed to. But she said, Emma, I actually just responded and said, I'm really sorry. Like, I've got social anxiety. So I find it really hard to have conversations on the phone sometimes. Is this a conversation we could have over email? Like, I'd really appreciate it if you could accommodate for me. So she just sent that simple email. And what came back was a really understanding email of the chap saying, I completely understand. I too also have, I think they named what it was. I can't remember the exact terminology. And he said, oh, my daughter has this as well. So I totally understand. And of course we can discuss this over email. And she said, the relief that I felt. And she said, that's from me bringing awareness to this, because she said it opened up the conversation for him to be vulnerable to and say, I totally get it. Like, I've got it. My daughter's got it. I get it. And I was like, there's a beautiful moment of listening to your no, of she could have felt pressured to do that. And I know from speaking to her previously, she has felt pressured to do that. But actually, by honoring her no, a beautiful opportunity of vulnerability came up there where she realized that's the right company for me. Because let's face it, a lot of companies probably would have been like, nah, whatever, don't care. Or just shoved an email on and been like, whatever, here's the email. Whereas he took the time to really honor her and make her feel seen and valued, which is a huge thing in customer support and a huge thing in any business. So for me, I was like, that's how you know this is an aligned place for you to be, because you felt safe enough to speak up and you felt safe enough to voice what you needed, and it was honored and it was seen and there were no issues, no weirdness. So that's a really small example of something that my friend literally voice noted to me a couple of minutes before this podcast that I wanted to share with you, of when our no creates that alignment, it creates an opportunity for us to be met or not to be met. And on the flip side, if she'd had a negative response from saying that, then she would have known, well, this is not the place for me. I don't want to give my money or my business here because it's not going to work long term for me with, you know, how she feels and her communication style. But also, did she feel seen or heard if that person had have been short or dismissive about it? No. So she now feels super valued and she feels super happy. So of course she's going to want to spend her money there because that alignment is there. And these opportunities that I was talking about, of course, they've happened in huge amounts over the years. You know it's that yes. So when that huge opportunity to work with this huge brand came in after I broke the cycle with that friend, I knew like every ounce in my soul and being and body was like, yes, it was easy. It flowed. There was no like me having to prove I could do it or whatever. They were just like, we know you can do it. Here's the fee. Here's everything. And I was like, easy, easy as breathing. Now, of course, not everything in life is as easy as breathing, as much as we would love it to be. Sometimes, of course, there are going to be hurdles, there are going to be things where we question ourselves. And believe me, like I said, I've been pleasantly surprised in the past as well with opportunities where I would have thought, maybe it is a no, but actually I've just gone along with it and realized, wow, this was like the best day ever. I'm so glad I pushed myself to do this. And Leanne's normally the person who does push me to do those things when I'm like, I'm not sure if we can fit it in, and she's like, I've got you, girl, I'll move this, you go do this, it's a hell yes. So having people around you who can almost like bounce off and reflect are really, really good, because I definitely rely on my friends, my support unit, and of course my team to make some decisions, because sometimes we can be too in it to see the full picture. We're too caught up, or we're questioning our intuition, or we're like, you know, we're too in it to kind of see clearly or see through the hedges. And Hannah, or my friend, always says to me, Emma, what's your first gut reaction? Is it an aligned yes? Is it a hell yes? And she always reflects right back to me what I've said. So if I'm like, well, yeah, I kind of feel like it is, but you know, this isn't quite feeling good, or I'm not sure about that, or I was really certain about it, but then they said this and then I wasn't too sure. You know, she reflects that back to me and she's like, well, what was your first answer to me? You said it probably is. So is that a hell yes? Is that the hell yes Emma would give me? No, like, it's think about it. And that's not to say that anything you think about is a no, because as I talk about in my books, when we kind of build intuition, it's a muscle. You must build this over time. And the only way you build this is through practice. So you need to learn what in your body, the sensations and feelings, is a hell yes. You need to learn in your body what in, you know, your mind, your emotions, your feelings is a hell no or unsure. And if you're feeling unsure, that doesn't mean you have to say no straight away. It means that you just need to think about it and sit with it. And I tell you what, when I sat with those decisions for a day, 2 days, maybe even three, if there's no time limit or someone's like not waiting for a response, even if I sit with things for 3 days, I look back and I'm like, gosh, actually, now I've had that perspective, now I've had that time to think, I probably would have just jumped and said yes, but actually, I'm not sure that is right for me. So take some time if you're not 100% sure. If in the moment it's not clear, take some time. There's always time. You can take your time. You deserve to take your time to make the most aligned decision for you. So even just taking yourself out and distracting yourself a bit and then coming back to it later can be a really good indication of your intuition coming through. And your intuition will never change. That is one tip I will give you. I have done lots of stuff about intuition over the years. I'll link my intuition video below of how to kind of, determine the signs of what's a yes, what's a no. In my books, obviously, we play the hell yes and the hell no game. But if it's not a hell yes, it is a hell no. And of course, you can sit with it and determine whether you 100% fit in either bracket. But sometimes sitting with it can make things become clear. And again, even with like purchases, this is great advice for impulse shopping and purchases as well. Of if it's not a hell yes, put it down. Look at it next payday. Come back to it. The amount of stuff over the years I've come back to and I'm like, thank God you didn't buy that, Emma. Like, thank God you just thought about that for 24 hours, because you already don't want it and you already don't need it and you're already over it. So imagine if you'd bought that, like, what a waste. So this is like great stellar advice for finances as well. But in 2024, it is the year of saying no, because we're evolving into this personal power where we say hell yes, aligned, embodied yeses. And we also have the confidence to say no, because we always think, and I know there's a famous book about this, and obviously Yes Man is the film as well by Jim Carrey, where it's like, say yes to everything and look what amazing things happen. And don't get me wrong, I used to be this yes person and it got me to places. So I think with anything, there's always divine balance and there's always a dance between the two, and both can coexist. So I do think there's power in saying yes to things, because it has pushed me out of my comfort zone and fear zone sometimes. It has allowed me to try new things, which have resulted in me finding new hobbies, new passions, up-leveling in work. So I think there are huge benefits from saying yes to the things that feel in alignment, even if it scares you. So I think it's important to identify what's fear and what is your intuition, like, babes, avoid like the plague. Like, this is why knowing the signals and messages in your body of your intuition and your gut reaction is important, because you can do things that feel like a hell yes even if you feel scared, but it's identifying what is the scared feeling versus what's not in alignment. And secondly, you know, that hell yes feeling, you're just gonna know, you're not gonna question it. So if you're someone who I used to be like, where you go and ask like 20 people's opinions, if you're having to ask that, and Hannah reflects this right back to me, she's like, if you're having to ask me this, it's probably because you're having a doubt of some form. Like, you either need to sit with this or it's actually a no. She's like, I know you. You don't ask me unless there's something off about something. So I'm reflecting back to you that concern and actually why you're asking me this in the first place. So our friends and peers and support unit can be a great mirror for reflecting what maybe we can't even see in the question that we're asking. But with personal power being a big theme this year, abundance, obviously our manifestations, the more you say no, the more you tighten up that ship, the more you don't have leaky, usey, weird energy leaking around. Like, you know, if you're kind of like people pleasing, you're going to feel you've got quite leaky energy where you're kind of like spreading some energy around and it might not be reciprocated. You might feel disappointed. You kind of got like your energy's in a lot of pies. Your energy's in a lot of places, right? Work with me here with the visuals. But if you're tightening that ship to that most aligned yeses and the most aligned, like listening to those aligned no's, then you create the space for abundance, the alignment, the aligned abundance to flow so that there's no leaky energy and you've got a tight ship. Now, I've been doing this obviously for a while, but like intentionally for a month solid since January, since this being my goal. And I can't even begin to tell you the miracles that have happened of how much more joy I feel, how much more aligned I feel every time I honor those decisions. And every single time, obviously I gave you these few examples, but it's happened more. Every single time that I've been like, it's probably a no, like, let's not kid ourselves. Like, something better comes along, literally within like half an hour. It's crazy. And that is the universe showing me of like, this is what is possible when you listen to your nose, when you listen to what is in alignment for you and honor that. So I want you to take away from this podcast that this is the year of personal power. If you're saying no to more things is what aligns with you, then do that. If actually it's the opposite and you probably need to start saying yes to more things, then listen to that too. Personal power can work both ways. I'm just highlighting to you from an ex-people pleaser perspective and someone who's felt the pressure to be all and do all for everybody, that actually saying no has been the most healing thing for me over the last year. And actually it allows me to be more in my power. And I know the reason why the membership has exploded in the way it has is because by saying no to the things that don't align, the membership has more of my intentional energy. I can hold more space. There is more room in the business and my life to do that. And that is something that is important to me. The membership was a huge goal on my vision board and, you know, manifestation list this year. It's one of my favorite things to do. It is my thing. And I adore my thing. It's what I'm known for and I love it. I live and breathe it. So why would I not create the space for that? Why would I want leaky, weird energy where I'm like overcommitted and maybe feeling burnt out in other places to people please those things when I have my thing that I want to nurture and love and give my all to and make the most amazing, epic thing ever? So it's about prioritizing. And, you know, for me, my priorities is the membership, it's my books, it's this podcast, it's my YouTube, my courses, and events too, definitely my Glastonbury retreat. But it's only happening if it feels like a hell yes. And in my personal life, friendships, connections, it's only happening if it feels like a hell yes. And I literally cannot even kid you when I'm saying, like, there are situations where I have literally people pleased for years at some points just to keep the peace. And I'm like the peacekeeper where I'm like, I just want to be friendly to everybody and supportive and like positive, obviously honoring like real life emotions and everything. But I people please because I'm like, well, or I did because I was like, well, what would that person think? Like, it's a friend of so-and-so, so I need to like, you know, be friendly and supportive and nice because it's their friend. And I'm like, but they're not your friend, Emma. Like, why are you people pleasing this? Like, they don't add anything into your life. Like, why energy leak? Why have all these like leaky energy things around you when you don't need to. They're not reciprocating, it doesn't feel good, it's not an aligned yes. You don't need to. Give that energy to your ride or dies. Give that energy to the hell yes people in your life. So this is your permission slip to stop people pleasing this year. Me and my friends are all doing this, and it's funny how we've all had this conversation and we're like, wow, I'm doing this too. I'm learning to say no. I'm stopping people pleasing. So this must be some collective theme, or maybe it's just because we're all going through this same age transition together. But 2024 is the year of no, is the year for aligned yeses. If you are wanting to hugely step up in your abundance, in your life, in your finances, in your money, this is the year to do it. This is the year when we're like, hell freaking yes to all the amazing things that we want to manifest. So the universe showed me in the most powerful way possible, every time you trust yourself, Emma, look what happens. Every time, and again, I had Hannah like rabbiting in my ear, like, every time, Emma, you see it. And like, thank God she does, because she makes me witness and see these things where maybe I would miss it. And she's like, but look, every time you're saying no, look what happens. And she's like, this isn't once, Emma. This is like multiple times at this point. From my own teachings, you know, I always say like, create the space. When we create the space, and I like to look at it like clutter. Like, imagine if you wanted to get a new lamp for your living room, but you know, there was clutter everywhere and you couldn't see the floor. Where are you going to put that nice new shiny lamp that you really, really want? Whereas when you take care of the clutter and make sure everything in that room feels an aligned yes, that lamp is going to shine like it's never shone before. And every time you're going to look at it, you're going to be like, damn, that is a sexy lamp in that corner. And thank God I've got this lamp. And thank God it looks so great with everything else in this room. Whereas if you had like furniture in that room that maybe didn't complement it, or like, I know before I moved, I had tons of furniture I collected over like the last 8+ years of living in that house. And it was all mismatched at that point. So obviously when we moved here, I was like, everything needs to like align. It needs to be the same color scheme. It needs to actually complement one another. You know, now when I step into my living room or my office or wherever, I'm like, oh, it's me, it's my energy, it's my theme. And it's all like in alignment with one another, which I know happens when you have a house for a long time. You start thinking, we've had that like 10 years. Does it actually align anymore? Does it actually suit? So it happens, right? But this happens in our energy, where whether it's friendships, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's clothes, whether it's lamps, whatever, we accumulate energy that becomes stuck and stagnant. And we end up people pleasing, we end up entertaining it, instead of shutting it down and being like, nope. If it's not adding to my life, if it's not lifting me up, if it's not bringing me joy, it's not there. It doesn't need to be. And for some situations in your life, like family members, you can't just like cut them off. That's what I will say. There are some situations you're going to have to tailor this advice, of course. But ultimately, even with those family members, you choose what you say yes to. You choose what you can say no to. And if you were listening to this thinking like, Emma, I literally don't think I could say no to that person. And I've been there. Believe me, I have been there. But when you realize what it costs you energetically, physically, emotionally, spiritually, how much it drains you, how much every time you say yes, you feel that dread, that anxiety. When you say no, watch what happens. And you'll soon realize, I get it. I get it. And obviously there might be some self-worth stuff you need to work on there. There definitely was for me. And look at why people pleasing happens. And we all do it. Like, it's all there for all of us to some degree. But when you learn to say no, you can start to say yes to the things that feel like that aligned hell yes. So this 2024 energy is giving us the permission slip to step into our power, step up level, claim what is ours. And again, clearing out anything that's not in alignment or anything that is not serving us. And I always find as well, when you start to do this, the tests do come, as you've seen with my example, because the universe, well, I don't like to call it a test, but I think it's, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know what example to give here, which doesn't sound bad, but it's just basically, you know, when you up level and when you kind of, you know, step into this new energy, this new frequency, things do fall away naturally, of course, because that is just how life works, as we know. But also as well, like, people will try and keep you at that lower level because it's comfortable for them. Because seeing you shine and seeing you step up and seeing you step into more of who you are is threatening to people, because they want to do it themselves and they may not be able to. So if you start feeling resistance from that, or, you know, these tests, quote unquote tests, come up. As I said to someone in my Law of Attraction support group the other day, I don't like to call it a test, but it's more of a walk your talk opportunity from the universe to say, well, do you believe that new mindset of you are worthy and deserving and you do know your worth? Or are you going to default back into the old people pleasing behavior where you just, you know, quieten down and do it to keep the peace? So every time you make a different decision, every time you make, you know, you stop the cycle, you stop the pattern, and you say something different or do a different aligned action, you're changing the future. You're changing the course, because old ways don't open new doors. And if you want change in your life, be the change. It always starts within you. The inner reflects the outer. So if you want shifts and change, you need to make that shift and change by doing something different. And maybe that's saying no. Maybe that's actually saying yes. Maybe that's just listening to your intuition more and trusting those gut feelings that come up. But your intuition will never do you wrong. Oh boy, have I learned that. Your intuition will never do you wrong. So start to work and build that muscle up with the video I'm going to link below. Build the muscle. Listen. Feel the sensations within your body. Learn what your hell yes and hell no's are and put it to the test. Do it with purchases. Do it with deciding what your breakfast is in the morning. Small decisions, so that you can then trust that to know when those big decisions come up, what feels like that hell yes and hell no. But I want you to stop leaking your energy this year. It sounds so bad when I say it. Don't leak your energy. You don't need to. Home in, hunker that ship down, whatever I said the saying was, you know, keep that ship tight, because when you keep that ship tight, it is your energy. There's no like weird, funky outside energy. There's no like, you know, not too many chefs in the kitchen, put it that way. It's your energy, your choices, your alignment, and you will feel so much better, and you will see those shifts and changes and up-levelings happen in your life when you honor what really feels like a yes and what actually feels like a no. But I hope this podcast episode has helped you and given you some inspiration of what your non-negotiables are this year. So I know I didn't talk massively about what my non-negotiables are, but I think it's obvious. No people pleasing, saying yes when I mean yes and saying no when it doesn't feel right. You know, making sure that those aligned opportunities and aligned yeses to make sure that everything feels as joyful as possible this year, and not doing it out of fear. You know, saying yes because I want to say yes. So we're going to be covering more of this in the workshop, but obviously like a whole ton of other stuff, but we're going to be embodying making your manifestation want you. We're going to be doing some EMDR, some clearing of blocks. We're going to be doing the whole works. So I really hope you can join me. The information for the 8th of February workshop is down below. And if you're listening to this episode later on and you're like, oh my gosh, this workshop sounds amazing, the replay will be available afterwards. So you'll still be able to go and access it, even if you're listening to this way in the future. But thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous day, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.